The Daily Dilemma.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat Breakfast.
The Daily Dilemma.
Ooh, it's been a while since we've had a housemate-related dilemma. Are you ready for this?
Yep.
Hey guys, don't read my name. I live in a house share and we split the bills between four of us. I went to Mallorca with my family on holidays and I came back last week. I was gone for 8 days and the girl who I live with WhatsApped me to say that I owed an equal amount towards the electricity bill. I was away for 8 days, lads, and I obviously did not contribute towards the electricity at that time. Therefore, I should be paying less. The girl who is sorting the bills has some neck. She had her boyfriend around 3 nights and he showered and charged his phone. She also cooked her mom a roast dinner, which uses a lot of electricity. I think this is unfair. I shouldn't have to pay the full amount when I was away for 8 days. Do you agree?
Yeah.
The roast dinner.
Facts.
The roast dinner got me good. I don't know. I feel like it's so long since I've been in a shared house where you split bills and you, like, you know, people are counting stuff and all that. So you went on holidays. Let's trash this out. You went on holidays for 8 days and you're saying that for those 8 days that you didn't use electricity, fair. But like, surely in any given period of time, like over a year, you're going to take holidays. So I don't know, am I completely out of the loop that, like, I would just have assumed, like, okay, you went away for a few days, but you still have to pay towards the bills because that's what house share is. Whereas she's going, oh, well, your one cooked a roast dinner, she should be, you know, like.
I kind of agree with
you.
Well,
you both house share.
We both house share. It never counted that, though. Like, we were grand, like, it was split equally. But, like, if someone was absolutely taking the piss and having that on, I would be piping up and saying, well, why should I? If I was went away for a week and someone was taking, like, and having everyone over and using all the electricity, and you know, it's the gas is the other thing. Because I'd be a man who wouldn't put on the heating. Do you know, like, personally, if I was in the house, no, I would put on the heating. But if she had, like, a load of people over and wants to keep the house warm for her mother, and then, like, you're coming home from holidays and you haven't turned on the heating once yourself, you've been away for 8 days and it's a, like, 200 quid gas bill and then, like, oh, you have to pay 50 euro of that. I'd be going, well, hang on a minute now. Yeah, I haven't been here.
Surely this girl is probably going to go on holidays. I'm asking the question as, like, you're not, but Amy, you are house sharing. So, like, would you, like, just assume that even if you're away, that you would still pay towards...
Yeah, you still house share, yeah?
Yeah.
But, like, so if you went away for a week or 2 weeks...
No, I just pay my bills. Like,
well, then what's the argument then? Is a week, it's grand, but if you go for 2 weeks,
nah, not even 2 weeks. Like, if it was a couple of months,
if you're if you were gone for like a month, fair enough, you're not there. But like, everybody takes holidays, so you can't just like say, oh, I'm out of like the electricity. Like, maybe you're there for a week and use way more. I just think it seems a little bit.
She cooked a roast dinner, show.
Like, and he charged his phone.
Could be a gas oven. It could be the whisk. Could be.
That's like turn around saying, oh, I pay rent, but deduct like 8 days from the rent because I wasn't there.
Ah, it's different though. That's different.
I don't think it is. I think if you're like, if you agree that you're in rented accommodation and you're paying towards bills, that like you go on holidays, you still have to. I don't know. Am I wrong? Have I been out of it for so long?
I agree with you, but like if someone's taking the mic and is doing that, not that like she's not.
But
like,
how do you know she? Because she cooked a roast dinner. She's taking the mic. Ah, come on.
Yeah,
she cooked a dinner, Killian. Right. Let's see what you make of this. Are you in shared accommodation? What is the like unwritten rule? Because I would have just assumed going on holidays, you still have to pay towards the bills. 085-1029-103. Let's get through some of the messages, of which there are many. We will start with Susie. If she owned her own house, she wouldn't get a break in paying bills. Yes, she might not use as much, but you still pay your bills. When your housemate goes away, she has to pay the equal parts as well.
Chloe says they sound like a nightmare roommate. Of course they have to pay electricity unless it's prepay. How on earth could 8 days of electricity be deducted from a household bill, which generally is over 1 or 2 months? If you didn't house share and you had your own house, you still need to pay the electricity bill when it comes to the door. Pay the bill, stop being problematic, and grow up.
Kira says, of course she has to pay. If she lived on her own and went on holiday, she has to come back and pay her bills. She'd want to cop on. That's such a good point.
Yeah, true.
Imagine you came back and went, I'm out. 8 days off, please.
I agree with Sho. If you live there, you pay towards the bills regardless. Would this person be happy to pay extra electric when one of the other housemates goes on holidays too? I house shared and when I was younger, and we all split the bills equally, whether we were gone for a week or not. Satanta.
Jay, they need to get a grip. Equal bills are just that, equal. Everyone goes on holidays at some time during the year. Charging a phone, cooking dinner, it's all just petty. What next? Is she going to take a meter reading before every shower or cooked meal or phone charge? Cop the beep onto yourself.
Do you know what? Prepaid might be the way to go in that kind of situation.
This guy seriously needs to grow up.
Exactly. Go on, Michelle.
Sinead was on.
Oh my God, beat on the dilemma there. Listen, what are you meant to say to the landlord? I was off for 8 days, like I'm not paying 8 days rent. Or when you have a mortgage, it doesn't work that way. In all fairness, you got to pay equally. If you're living in the house, two people, three people, divide it evenly. And that's that, whether you're away for a day or, sure, that's ridiculous. One might shower more than the other. That's not how it works. You can't ring up the bank when you're paying a mortgage and say, well, listen, I actually wasn't in the house like for 4 weeks of the year, so I'm not paying a mortgage for 1 month. It doesn't work that way. You rent the house, you rent the room, you pay it evenly, whether you're there or not, or just move back in with your parents.
Thanks for
very logical.
Yeah, very logical.
There.
And Sean has been in the same boat before, apparently.
It's a hard knock life for us.
Sucks to be you right now. That's unfortunate, girlfriend. I'm sorry. You do have a point, in a sense. It does make logical sense, yes. However, there will be other times where she goes away and you're at home. It's not worth rocking the boat for somebody who you're going to have to be living with and continue to be at least, you know, respectable with each other. It's just not worth it. If you can work out what it is that you shouldn't be paying, maybe then there's an argument. But unfortunately, that's just how life is, girl. I'm sorry. I really am. I've been in this situation and it's just not worth it. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
And
thanks,
Erica,
Sean
has some words as well.
Should have rented out a room for the 8 days.
This guy seriously needs to grow up.
Michelle.